Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for January 18th. Today's word is homiletic, spelled H-O-M-I-L-E-T-I-C. Homiletic is an adjective that means of, relating to, or resembling a homily. It can also mean of or relating to the art of preaching, or preachy. Here's the word used in a sentence from the New York Times by Derek Turner. Holbein was wonderfully fresh, but the concept stemmed from a 1280 poem, Le Dit des Trois Morts et les Trois Vifs, by Baudouin de Condé. Condé's concept of a homiletic interchange between feckless living and ghastly dead transmuted swiftly into other languages and pictorial art across Europe. The word homiletic came to us by way of Latin from the Greek word homilecticos, meaning affable or social. Homilecticos came from homiline, meaning to talk with, to address, or to make a speech, which in turn came from homilos, the Greek word for crowd or assembly. Homilos and homiline gave English by way of Latin and French the word homily, which is used for a short sermon, a lecture on a moral theme, and an inspirational catchphrase or platitude. Like homily, homiletic focuses on the morally instructive nature of a discourse. Homiletic can also be used derogatorily in the sense of preachy. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.